A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, February the 11th, 2016. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we will be talking about Valentine's Day, which is a day for love, but is now being used by some women rights activists to highlight some important issues facing women. What are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Pachina chemadzimai.
Ngolesine lobo mama. Sikhona njalo ebulenjini. We are on the internet. You can find us at voazimbabwe.com, lobanjalo voashona.com, lobanjalo voaindebele.com.
Sarangu ndinonzi Tendai Linet Mudewe, kana kuti Muzare Mudewe, ndino tungamirira musangano unonzi Zimbabwe Activist Alliance, unowe musangano wataka gazira, taka batana nevamwe vanave Zimbabwe, vanoda kushandira nyika yao kuti inge ichibudirira. Musi Valentine, izuva rekuti vanhu vanorakidzirana rudo rwavainarwo pachavo uye vachipembera kunaka kwekuve nerudo. Isu sevanhu vanonzi maactivists anoshandira pinduko yakanaka, positive change muZimbabwe, kuti zvinhu zvinake tibudirire, takazvibvunza kuti chinhu chatinoda chii. Tikaona kuti chinhu chatinoda iZimbabwe, chinhu chinotibatanidza iZimbabwe. Zimbabwe ine 35 years. Goreru inosta 36 years. Saka takaona kuti aiwaka, ngatimbora kitidzirewo vanhu kuti tinoda nyika yedu ino yeZimbabwe, uye tinoziva kuti kunyango zvakaoma zvazvakaita izvi, anokwanisa kuzvigadzirisa vana veZimbabwe. Asi chekutanga ndechekuti ngatiidei nyika yacho, tobatana, toshanda pamwe chete tichienderera mberi. Isu vanhu vangoriwo vanhu njere Zimbabwe, vatungamiriri veZimbabwe, vemachechi, vehurumende, vemambato akasiyana siyana, vetimu dzebhora dzakasiyana siyana, tose ngatingoti tiri vana veZimbabwe, ngatibatanei tiite kuti Zimbabwe iite zvakanaka. We decided to have this march on Valentine's Day because Valentine's Day is a symbolic day in the world where human beings express their love for each other and celebrate their love for each other. We are national activists of Zimbabwe, and we have one thing that we love in Zimbabwe, that is the country of Zimbabwe. So we decided, why don't we also express our love for Zimbabwe and encourage all Zimbabweans to be patriots? Zimbabwe is for all Zimbabweans. Zimbabwe is home to everyone. We did not choose to be Zimbabweans. We are Zimbabweans. We must love this country. And where there is love, we see a lot of positive things happening. Where there is love and unity in diversity, you can have sustainable development in a country. We are having this march on 13 February 2016, a day before Valentine's Day in Harare. We are going to be marching from Townhouse. We get into Nelson Mandela, and we are going to present our love bouquet of red roses at the Parliament of Zimbabwe. During the procession, we'll be sharing with Zimbabweans copies of the Constitution and all other literature that is for positive development of Zimbabwe.
Abantu abathandanayo kumele izikhathi zizonke babe ngabantu abalothando olucacileyo olunakho ukumzela omunye wakhe elumnakekelayo, ngoba abantu abathandanayo bamelanga bahlukuluzane. Abamelanga babe ngabantu lokuthi baze bafike ekuthini behlulane ekukhulumisaneni, baze bafike ekuthini baze baqiniseke ngene ngozini yokuthi babulalane. Mina engikhuthazayo ukuthi noba siphakathi kobunzima, noba siphakathi kwendlala, ngiqakathekisa ukuthi abantu zabathi lowo abe lokundisima basale phansi bakhulumisane omunye lomunye njengomuntu nomnyeni wakhe bazisisane njalo ukuzehlisa kuqakathekile vele empilweni nezono bevele kuqakathekile ukuthi umuntu kwazehlise omunye lomunye ukwenzela ukuthi impilo yethu ibe ngcono njalo naye umnyeni wami ma etholile kangenzele atshengise uthando lwakhe lami ngiyenzele kahle ngitshengise uthando uze nemuli yethu khule kuhle ngoba nxa kungelathando phakathi kemuli umuntu kayithokoza njalo abantu abethu bakhula belokuzwakuzwa ngokho kufanele sikwenze ngenxa yesihlala sisimo kuthi kwenza abantwana bathi ithithi kuvele kuphilwa njalo uzabona labo loba sebedlala sebetshengisa ukudlala besile ukuthi mina ngikwabo kumyathi ngumama yezo ngakhona khona sikwenzayo.
Welcome again. If you're just joining us tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are actually talking about Valentine's Day, which is a day for love, but is now being used by some rights activists to highlight some important issues facing women and other people in the country. What are your views on the issue, PJ?
And Valentine's Day is not today, by the way.
Yes.
It's on Sunday, mm-hmm. And it's commemorated worldwide. But many lovers in Zimbabwe say there is not much to celebrate this year as the country is facing a drought and a huge financial crisis. This, many say, may limit what people can do to express their love.
Yes, PJ, like you said, this year's Valentine's Day falls on Sunday, yeah. February the 14th, and is being celebrated during a leap year, and traditionally a leap year is the only time in 4 years that you can actually propose, a lady can propose to a gentleman.
Yeah.
So it would be interesting to see how many women will actually take this up. And for the gentlemen out there, this is the time when you can expect to get presents also from your women instead of vice versa. So it's an interesting year. But we've seen that, PJ, many women rights activists are taking advantage of this day to further their own causes, which is really commendable.
Talking about proposing, culturally, I asked one lady that I spoke to, and she said, culturally, it's not advisable for a lady to be proposing to a man.
But PJ, with our young internet survey, the ones that are growing up in the techno world, I don't know if that will happen. They will probably be sending each other some Twitter messages proposing love.
Or even, can I take you out?
Exactly. So it will be interesting to watch. I know for you and I, yes, it's a bit taboo.
It's a bit taboo. Today's rights activists from the Zimbabwe Activists Alliance were ejected out of a joint operations committee meeting held at Harare Central Police Station, where they had been invited by the police, by the way, marvelous, after they requested permission to hold a peaceful Valentine's March in Harare on Saturday this week.
And also, PJ, we spoke to a member of JOC who was actually in that meeting, and she said the meeting comprised of police, army, Central Intelligence Agency, and the Zimbabwe Prison Services. Ms. Mudewe says this may have been an intimidatory move, but it has failed to dampen the enthusiasm to have their voices heard. Mm-hmm. So they are going ahead with their march on Saturday.
Good news. So Zimbabwe Activists Alliance Coordinator Tendai Lynette Mudewe says they will march on the streets of Harare with roses and copies of the constitution, which they will hand out to the public until they reach their final destination, which is the Parliament of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Efforts to get comment from the police were fruitless.
And PJ, this is not the only organization that has actually taken up Valentine's Day as a way to make their voices being heard. In the past, mm-hmm. we've had WOZA, mm-hmm. who are the Women of Zimbabwe Arise, who have held a lot of demonstrations around Valentine's Day. But I did actually reach out to one of the members, and she was saying they haven't really, you know, planned anything for this year. Mm-hmm. But we'll get back to them and see later on. What's interesting is that women and other organizations have also taken up this platform to let their voices be heard. What are your views on the issue?
Yeah. Siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lamhlanje asihluzeni bomama. Lamhlanje sikhangele ukuthi sigxile kuleli langa lokunanza izithandani emhlabeni jikelele, ilanga ele Valentine's Day elikhona ngesonto. Alikho lamhlanje kodwa ke lingesonto kodwa ke thina njengabomama uhlelo lwethu lukhona ngolwesine andibana sifike kumpela sonto lapho isithakazelela khona lelilanga kumbe unanza lelilanga kule mcimbi eminingi ningi enziwayo ngabesifazana eHarare ikakhulu laba bazibiza ngegaba lokuthi iZimbabwe Activist Alliance bathi bona bazafola yabe labantu amaluba ama red roses kanye lamaphetshana ukuthi bazwakale labo bakhulume ngelungelo labo elabesifazana kodwa ke kuphansi kothando kukhuthazana ukuthi abantu kabathandani ngizakhumbula njalo ukuthi engikhulume laye unkosikazi Mpokise Ngisibanda ukansela wasenkayi laye uthi yanana ubunzima bukhona sibile elizweni njalo silaye lapha ecingweni sizathi sikhulume laye ngaphambili laphana uthi yena ubunzima bukhona yebo elizweni kodwa ke asithandane nini asithuthukiseni uthando
Aiwa PJ nasi muchirongwa chedu che Women's Round Table tiri kutarisa zuva rerudo re Valentine's Day iro richange ririko nemuswe svondo muswa 14 February asi vazhinji vari kuchema chema vachiti kunyangwe riri zuva rerudo vanenge vakangogara zvavo pamba nekuti pari zvinhu zvakatiomei hamvura ina kunaya uyezve mari chaiyo iri kushomeka munyika asi sekutaura kwatamboita PJ tiri kuona kuti masangano anorwira kodzero dzemadzimai mazhinji ari kushandisa zuva iri sezuva rekuratidza iro ivo zvavari kutarisa pamusoro pekutyorwa kwekodzero dzemadzimai nevanasikana uye zveitaita rombo rakanaka titori naipapo parinare nasisili net mudewe veZimbabwe Activist Alliance mamwe masangano achange iwo achiratidzira nemusi weSaturday zuva reValentine isati rasvika vachiratidza vari kuti ivo yavo campaign ndeyekuti I love Zimbabwe inotaura iri kuti ndinoda Zimbabwe uye zvine vese vari muZimbabwe saka PJ tomboenda kuna sisi mudewe tokuchingamidzai nemufaro pachirongwa chedu sisi mudewe hello
Zimbabwe yebo vari muZimbabwe
nevese vari phone handisi kuzoti iri kunyatsoita sei hello
yebo
I think tine vanhu vaviri vari panhare Saka pari zvino ndombokumbira kuti nditaure na SC Linet Mudewe. Sekutanga tozotora hedu vamwe vedu. Hello?
Ndinotenda makadini muzvimwe Zimbabwe, vari munyika yeZimbabwe nevari munyika yeZimbabwe asi vari vana veZimbabwe.
Ehe. Saka sisi Lineti Matamba utaura nemi munguva yapfuura muchiti imi muri kuenderera mberi neratidziro yenya muri kuda kuita muswe mugovera. Mungangotsanangura kuti ratidziro isei mafunga kuita panguva iyo yeValentine.
Tisusi vana veZimbabwe vanoshandira nyaya dzeZimbabwe vatinoti maactivist vanoshandira nyaya yekuti Zimbabwe gaive iri nyika yakanaka. Tafunga kuti chido chedu sevana veZimbabwe uyezve imisa muzvare mudunhu ndiri munhukadzi ane vana ane rudo nenyika ane rudo nevana vake tafunga kuti ngatiratidzirei usu uyu kuti chatinoda nyika yeZimbabwe nekuti semudzimai kana nyika yeZimbabwe ikafamba zvakanaka kana muupenyu hwangu hwevana vangu nemhuri zvine zvinofamba zvakanaka saka tatora mukana uri kuti tiratidzire rudo rwedu senyika yeZimbabwe on Valentine's Day asi tachidya zuva kuti nemupesande vanhu vanonga vasingawaniki vakawanda nekuti tichazvinge tichine zvatinoda kupa vana veZimbabwe nekuyu naizvozvo vanowanikwa kugorera sezuva rekuti vanhu vanonga vari mumadhorobha saka ndokutaka tachidya kuti achinja kuti hatichaiti Valentine's Day medu kuchiuya 14 asi taakuita musi wa15
Aiwa, pakanaka muramba yenyu muri panhare. PJ, we heard there from Ms. Tendai Linet Mudewe of the Zimbabwe Activist Alliance who's explaining that they have moved their march from the 14th, the actual Valentine's Day, to Saturday because they know that there will be more people on the streets. And she feels that they wanted to take this time so that they can demonstrate their love for the country. And also, you know, just show that as a person of Zimbabwe, there is something that you can do to just, you know, let your love be shown.
Be shown, yeah.
yeah.
to show your love.
Yes, so interesting point there coming from Miss Mudewe. But also we have our other two guests. We have Miss Nyasha Sengeya, the coordinator of 1 Billion Rising Revolution Campaign, and Honorable or Councillor. You can take that one.
I'm saying, Sivanda. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu namhlanje. Yeah. Siyakwazi ukuthi bunzima bukhona ngakhona ngapho ngasenkayi. Kodwa ke lenzani ke njengabesifazane ukuthi lithuthukise uthando lalo basiphakathi kobunzima obungaka.
Thina esikwenzayo enkayi ukuthi sithuthukise uthando. Ukuthi siyacebisana singomama ukubana njengabomama ezindlini zethu asikeni lamaklabhu okuthi siyamelisa ukuthi idola nalo yabo uyitholile uyichaye ngenyanga uyibeke laphana ukwenzela ukuthi nxa umnyaka usiyaphela ube nemali okwanelisa ukuthi lawe uthengele imuli okokudla okwethu isimusi ube nemali yokuthi wanelise ukuthi enye wanelise ukubhadalela abantu abakho esikolo nxa kade ungumama ukade uthola sibili kuhle kuhle okuyizimali khona kokuthi sithengise imbhida ngoba ngalesi sikhathi siyathengisa imbhida senzela ukuthi uwugqogelela imalana obeka usezethi umnyaka nxa usiyaphela laphana lishiye imali leyami ube umama le mali yakhe enhle ethi zayenza ukuthi ekhaya kube le ntokozo ubaba angezwa izikhathi zizonke ukhalaza ngokuthi akulasawudo akulalokhu akulalokhu kwenza uthando lungasabi khona emzini ngoba la umuntu wenkosi uyakhathala ngoba uhona kanye ngenyanga nxa engeholayo so ngamtshela izinto eziningi insuku zonke kwenza endlini lapha angazizwa sethokoza abesesithi angaya phandle komunye umama ngakhonja ngaphandle asicelana umama ngambuzile isawudo ngambuzile ukuthi ubona yonke into isenziwa kudliwa kusuthwa kusiba njani kumenza angabe saba nothando lapha endlini azibone esekhululeka nxa ephandle so mina njengabomama benkayi ngithi asisukumenini siphakamanini ama-clubhu siyeni phambili ngawo singawayekeli ukwenzela ukuthi ikusasa yethu ibe ngcono singabi ngomama labana abahlala bekhongozele izandla befuna ukwamukela asifeni ngomama lapho esingena siphethe endlini obaba labo baamukele
ye uthi yena umavela suyangiqhweba lapho uthi yena nawo ungenelisa na ukuthi uthi hlafuhlafu ngamafitshane ngesingisi
Hayi, singisi angisijayelanga
hayi wothi ngithi ngikwenzele
you can do the honors
yeah hayi kulungile nkosikazi ubambe khonapha ecingweni siyabe lokho esixoka lapha lalapha ya
All right.
Yeah. Nkosikazi Mpoki saying Sibanda was saying here. She's a counselor in Kai. Mm-hmm. She's saying they are encouraging each other as women to be financially, economically independent so that they can ignite the love in the family. Because if you're going to be looking forward to the little meager salary that your husband is getting, there's bound to be some problems in the house.
Thank you, there, PJ. I think we'll take Miss Nyasha Sengai, our third guest. Hello, Miss Sengai. Hello, Miss Nyasha Sengai. Miss Sengai, are you on the line? Okay, I think we may have lost her there, PJ, but maybe let's interestingly go back to Miss Mudewe. Miss Mudewe, muchiri panarere. Nareza cha andiskuzoti. Zubita say PJ, zinenge adiskufarra zware Valentine ukuthi andiskunzwa kuti Miss Mudewe varipo irap. Hello, Miss Mudewe. Parisian, paninge pasina. Regati mbonzi, kwa kuvakuna Winky D. Happy, happy, as people look forward to Valentine's while we're trying to sort out our program and to...
Yeah. Wati mbuyele kukosikazi Sibanda. Ukuthi, libona kuphumelela na ukuthi lize linike abe sifazana inkululeo?
Ukuphumelela. Alubana ilokuzeni i-capital yethu kuyikuthi silayo njengabo mama kho thina omama ngasilalutho yikho ukuze ukwenza inkululeko yabo mama inciphe
yes
singabe singabantu lakhe esamelisa ukuthi sithole imali ukuthi uzenzele yonke into aliba inkululeko ikhona ngaleyo ndlela ngaleso sizathu abanye omama vela sinalutho njalo asamelisi nokwathana lamaclub kwenza inkululeko yethu ingabi khona omama abanenkululeko ngabanelisa ukuzenzela umama lo oseze endlini ovele engaza kaphuma endlini engumuntu nje ohlala endlini ngoba omama abaningi into esikhathazayo
ye
abayeni bethu abazange labo banjani bakwamukele baloko bephethe into endulo lena ukuthi umuntu ongumama umuntu wekhaya umuntu wendlini umuntu okugezisa izitsha apheke so nxa isimo sakho siloko sinjalo endlini inkululeko vele kayikho ngoba awunazinto ezinele ezibonayo ozaziyo futhi wazikhona ukukwakho napha ngekhaya kuphela
Ukuze uthuthukise uthando lwakho lapha ngasemzini wakho wenzeni njengomama
Uthuthukise uthando lwakho lapha emzini njengomama kumele ube ngumama wanelisa ukuthi lawe ube nemali yakho endlini ungabi ngumuntu okhangeza izikhathi zizonke njalo ube ngumama lwalo okwanisa ukuthi nxa sokulohlupho endlini ube ngumuntu wanelisa ukuzimela njalo ube ngumuntu owazi amalungelo akho njalo nokukwanisa ukuthi umyeni wakho ekuqaleni kwembi kuqalisa uthando wanelisa yini ukuthi la umtshelo okuzondayela okuthandayo pho omama abaningi asanelisi ukukwenza lokho sasikhulumi lutho asilaseyi njengabomama singabantu nje abokutshelwa okokwenza endlini ezilongwena ungumuntu wokutshelwa akulalo mahluko ozawenza endlini ngoba loba into ibuhlungu loba kulenye into omele uyitsho awukwanisi ngoba vele wena uzakukhulume lutho noma futhi kakunika ithuba lenelilo ngoba vele unjani wavela wakwamukela ukuthi wena okukhulunywa ngobaba yikho okusebenzayo wena uwumuntu nje ofaka labantwana bonke lapha ekhaya
kodwa-ke phela abanye endulo bavame ukuthi laba abalwela amalungelo abesifazane bagcina sebethatha uthando balukhiphe emzini ngoba uyabe ungasamhloniphi ubaba
ngizavuma futhi khonapho uthando lona ngokwalo uthando wena ngokwakho uyazenzela into yakho ukuthi zibe mnandi uyazenzela awudingi phi uncedise ngomunye umuntu ukuthi akwenze uthando lungabi khona uthando lona ngokwalo alukhitshwa ngamalungelo amalungelo akho uwazi enjalo kodwa umkakho uyamhlonipha ngitsho nebhayibhile yona ngokwayo ithi bomama zesisenini kubomkeli so ngaleyo ndlela kufanele ngoba ngiwazi amalungelo ami kodwa lapho kumele ngimhloniphe khona ngimnike ithuba lakhe ngimhloniphe ngimphakamise njengomkami kodwa naye lapho akumele anike ithuba lokungitshengisa ukuthi ngiyintombi yakhe kanike uthando lwakhe lonke atshengise ukuthi ngeqiniso laba ngabantu abanjani nilubhambo lakhe ninyama yenyama yakhe anivele futhi xa ngiphakathi kokunzima kumthinte ngaphakathi uthando uzafica ukuthi luyagxila lapha endlini kodwa ungabona ukuthi umuntu othi lobo suphakathi kokunzima ungathayi kuba nzima uthando luyabona uvele lungekho ngijola kubaba so kungalisoze lube khona kuzoyenza endimeni kube lokuxokozela izikhathi zizonke kuyadingeka ukuthi abantu sikhuthazaneni ukuthi phakathi kwezindlu asibe ningabantu abanelisa ukuzehlisa singabi ngabantu bonke esilinganayo izikhathi zizonke kwenza uthando lungabi khona
hayi ngizakubamba umlomo khona lapho
umuzikhulu
ye ngizakubamba umlomo khona lapho lambo hobu lokubathile ecingweni khona lapho Marvelous. She said a lot of she raised a lot of issues. I asked her about the women's rights and that normally it takes out the love out of the house because if the woman is going to demand her rights, then she's going to want to be the head of the family. And she said she was encouraging women that, no, you should know your rights, but at the same time, you should just give your husband his place.
Interesting view there, PJ. We can now take Miss Nyasha Sengai. She is of the 1 Billion Rising Revolution campaign. Welcome to the program, Miss Sengai.
Okay, thank you, Marvelous. It's good to be on the program.
Thank you. I think we lost you earlier on, but we welcome you and happy Valentine, although it's not yet there. But what is your organization doing this year to commemorate Valentine's Day?
Okay. The GFC is one is devolution. I think maybe I'll just give a brief background to the campaign. London Rising Campaign is a campaign that started in 2018. Mm-hmm. Optimized on the UN research that states that 1 in 3 women will either suffer from physical abuse or they'll be raped in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So that translates to 1 billion women on earth because there are 3 billion women. So what has been happening is that every year women go out into the streets to dance on the 14th of February
mm-hmm.
to show the world what 1 billion people look like. So every year over 257 countries dance and protest in the streets just to show the world what 1 billion people look like and also just share from the magnitude of the challenge that women are facing in regard to their protection and mm-hmm. their provision. So this year, Zimbabwe continues to rise and we're escalating our revolution. Because last year, revolution was the global theme, and this year we're also taking the revolution further. So what we've done for Zimbabwe, our theme is we want here the revolution for women who are marginalized,
mm-hmm.
women are in farming communities and women are in mining communities. So what mm-hmm. we've decided to do is to make the plight of women living in farming communities visible. So we're going to Caledonia Farm to rise and to dance and to just and to make the women from Caledonia a part of the billion, a part of the women who are going out in the streets and show that we are women, we are marginalized, and there's a lot of needs that we have that need to, be provisioned. So this year we're going to Caledonia Farm, we'll be dancing in Caledonia Farm, and the women and Caledonia Farm will be making history.
Tichiri ipapo misengea mumbotaura nerurimi rwamai sezvo matimi muri kuenda kuCaledonia Farm ingotaura ipapo kuti mune muri kuenda kuCaledonia Farm kunoitei uyezve rini.
Isusu gore rine tichienda kuCaledonia Farm musi wa20 tichienda kutaura kwandaita tichienda kunoita mutambo watinoita gore rega rega webani 1 billion rising uti madzimai tinoenda tichitamba munharaunda yatinenge tasarudza kuti madzimai aratidze nharaunda iyoyo kuti matambudziko avari kusangana nawo ndeapi mukurarama kwavo and vachitaurira kuti zvinhu zvingaitei kuti vabatsirikane. Gore rino takatarisirana nemadzimai atinofungidzira kuti haana uwani hwakati wandei, vane zvavari kushaya zvinoita kuti vange vachibatwa kana kuti nenzara, kana kutange vasina mabasa, kana kutange vachitambudzika kuchengetedza mhuri dzavo chaidzo. Saka tinoda kuti tinge tichiona kuti matambudziko avari kunatosangana nawo ndeapi ndezvipi zvichemo zvavo, kuitira kuti tigoratidzira nekuratidzira mune rinyararo kuti tione kuti vakuru vedu vanganzwa here kuti madzimai aya angabatsirwi sei. Saka tiri kungoda kungoti vakuru vedu vaite pay particular attention to the needs of the women who are in Caledonia.
Tinoona kuti gore rapfuura makazviita pazuva revalentine, sei gore rino mabvisa pazuva apa?
Okay, gore rineri tabvisa neimwe yekuti patimbotsvaga maresources ekutiende takati nonokei kumawana, asi zvisinei hazvo ticharamba tichingo nyika yese pasi rese rinenge richiita rising musi wa14 kubva musi wa14 kusvika musi wa8 March. Saka mazuva ekuita marising yedu awedzerwa because dzimwe nyika dzinenge dzisingakwanisi kuita marising maweekend, dzimwe nyika dzinenge dzichipatata pakati pesvondo. Saka madheti acho gore rine akatisiyanisiyana nechidheti racho riri kutange riri kuomutesani.
Aiwa, tinotenda
ehe,
tinotenda yedu Miss Nyasha Sengai, coordinator we Billion Rising Revolution campaign. Saka PJ, women seem to be doing a lot in Zimbabwe. And on that note, I think we've run out of time, so I'd like to thank our guest Miss Nyasha Sengai and also Tendai Lynette Mudewe and Councillor Sibanda, who are on the line. And please stay on the line as we migrate to our internet. And you can join us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Stay tuned. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Now, Praxit is Jeremiah. As Divanini, Utlanda, Elilandelayo, Lawo, Abainelisa, Uti, Bastole, Enkulden Lizzi, Ezebule, Njini, ku internet, go voaindebele.com. Kota ye, Abahuse, Retweni, Lilai.